New York, New York. He was raised in Charleston, South Carolina. He came to Kodiak through the Coast Guard about 2 years ago. You've probably seen him around town playing saxophone in a cover band called Crooked Island. He is a complete deadbeat to the point of majoring in music education in college, but decided to join the Coast Guard to take a detour in life outside of music. Please welcome to the stage David Smith.
I can't keep the shut up at work. I'm not kidding, though. Seriously, at work, you can either hear me doing some really horrible singing or just whistling, which I get yelled at every day, though. But anyways, well, this stuff got me real hard because I love my mama. Everybody loves their mama. They should, at least. But me specifically, my mom was the first one in my life. I mean, she's the first lady I actually loved. Of course, I didn't need for that. Nothing weird, I swear. But for about 8 years of my life, my mom was single, so it was just me and her for the longest time. And it was great, you know? Until I met this guy named Kendrick Smith. He ended up being my stepdad, and I was like, oh, come on, this is gonna be fun. New guy, I'm the man in the house here, sir. But anyways, so growing up, the new guy in the house, it was great, kind of. And you know, it was a conflict of interest. Do I love my son more than I love my husband? Of course I come first, right? No. He came first sometimes. It was great having another guy in the house, you know? I actually had a dad who's always wanted a dad. But he wasn't always there. He worked in military contracting. So he traveled to Afghanistan all the time. Or just whatever they do, because I don't know. But unfortunately, I had to ask my mom about the ladies. So that's what our topic is about today, about my mom said about the ladies. I got to talk from my mom. I love her to death, but that was so horrible. My dad's in Afghanistan, so she had to do it because he didn't want to do it over the phone. I was like, okay, whatever. She gave me the talk, and went along the lines of, so everybody started, you love girl, and there's a guy, let's do stuff. Do it when you're married. I'm like, okay, got that one. Okay. But make sure there's just three things you didn't know, Dave. There's one, ladies are crazy. Two, they're crazy. And three, shoot them with the utmost respect. I'm like, seems easy. This is at 11 years old. yeah. Well, at 11 years old, I started playing the saxophone, you know? My parents hated it at first. I mean, it's an instrument, for goodness sakes. I started playing. Got to that point where I came to high school, you know? Actually, it was pretty good. Started playing in high school. And at that point in high school is when I really decided I wanted to, you know, just devote my life to music. And out of the form. And this is when it started getting crazy for the ladies. I'm serious. I don't mean to brag or anything, because I'm not cocky. I swear. But I became cocky. My head just swole up in high school. At just about every performance, I had a couple girls come up to me. Oh my God, what's your name? Oh, I already know. Don't worry. Next day, you play that saxophone so well. I'm like, who else have you heard? Well, just you. I'm like, well, thank you. What's your name? Not gonna lie, I got a 4 or 5 numbers every other performance that way. I was 14, 15, and this was happening to me. My head was, you know, that's not good at my age. Well, that age. Um, So that went on for 4 years high school. And again, I was sort of devoted to music. I had a couple of okay relationships. My longest one, my junior year, I met somebody. I ended up being in a relationship with her for 5 years up to college. And got to college, you know. Apparently, I was pretty good. I mean, I got a scholarship. I guess it's okay. But, of course, as most relationships, especially go to college, they fail. I'm sorry. You know, I mean, I didn't go very far for college, just literally down the street from my high school. But it ended up failing, and sorry, that sounds so horrible. It's so close, how can it fail? I don't know. College life. I got better and better in college, you know? Like, of course, you study music, you're going to get better at the skill. But it was there, it got even worse, and it was just this big. And it came to my professor that taught me lessons about saxophone. Yeah. Saxophone lessons. He came up to me one day, he's like, "You are not the best at this college." I looked around, and he's talking to me. And he's like, "Yeah, you're the only one in this 8x2-foot cubicle." Okay. I mean, at that point, I was like, okay, I need to practice more, because that's just what's going to rest prepared. That's my fault. Anyways, relationships failed, and then in college, my dad was diagnosed with leukemia, so that was happening. I just decided after 3 years of college, I need to go somewhere else. I'm here today, which I'm blessed to be. after about 6 months here in Kodiak, my dad passed after remission, and that was May of 2018. It was hard. Yeah, I had to fly all the way back, but you have to move on in life. For my mom, this is when it became awkward between me and my mom. It took her a while to move on. Of course, I was her husband, the love of her life. And about 11 months after my dad passed, she asked me relationship advice, and I'm looking at the phone, and she's on the phone, like, is she talking? This, no. This cannot be happening right now. Like, what do I need to do, Dave? I don't understand. How do you do it? I'm like, one, I'm a guy, and I'm your son. That's not how it goes. But I was like, all right, I'll be honest. I'll give you 3 steps. Just, you're a Hispanic woman. You already know how to cook. Bingo. Two, just be yourself. And 3, I don't know. I don't know. Just be yourself. And actually, she just started dating a guy 2 months ago. And the funny thing is, he was a band geek and majored in music in college. What? Not even gonna ask. But it's at this point in my life, I'm an actual grown man now, and I'm at that stage in my life. I'm single. And the Coast Guard. That's the military, right? Yeah. I asked my mom for relationship advice one more time. And me being a foodie, I love to eat. I spend my money only on food, I swear. And she said, first day, learn how to cook. 2, find a lady that can cook. And 3, just lull them with your saxophone skills.